KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, with a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Ottoman Police Department reports the arrest on March the 14th of a local man on fraud-related charges. 35-year-old Ricky Raymond Peterson of Ottoman was charged with insurance fraud for allegedly submitting a false claim, stating that a large sum of money was stolen from his house, and for filing a false report of an indictable crime to law enforcement. An investigation determined that no theft had actually occurred. Peterson was released from custody March 15th on a $5,000 recognizance bond. His preliminary hearing was set for April 1st. News time is 8:01.
Your spouse is frustrated, and you're not sure what you've done to warrant the cold shoulder and snippy retorts. At work, it seems like everyone else has a handle on the new project and is forging ahead, but you're struggling because you didn't quite catch the details on what you're supposed to do. Or maybe you feel left out when everyone in your coffee group laughs at the same time, but you don't get it. Did you miss something? This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. I hear these stories as patients finally come to the realization that they're missing out. The unfortunate part of the story is that I said finally. For whatever reason, many people believe that their difficulty isn't that big of a deal, or it's because of the actions of others. They mumble, they don't look at me when they speak, or any of a number of other excuses. But what they don't realize is that it's their hearing that's the problem. The sooner they take action to correct it, the shorter the rehab process will be, and the sooner their frustrations will fade. It starts with a simple evaluation. Call ASI today, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
The trial in the case of a Western Iowa man charged with murdering his mother and kidnapping another woman has been delayed until June. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 21-year-old Kirk Levin's attorney asked for the delay so he could complete depositions. The trial, which was set to have begun April 10th, will now take place on June 3rd. Levin faces first-degree murder and third-degree kidnapping charges. Prosecutors say he stabbed his mother, Marilyn Schmidt, to death at her home near Early in rural Sac County on January 3rd. He later allegedly kidnapped 21-year-old Jessica Vega from her Storm Lake home, tied her up, and put her in the trunk of his car. The woman escaped when Levin's vehicle went into a ditch. Levin had been released from prison a few days prior to the events after serving time for burglary. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County late Thursday morning released additional details about a pursuit that ended in a crash earlier that same morning. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Lieutenant Pat McGinn told KJAN News the incident began around 1:45 a.m. after a broadcast was put out over the radio that Council Bluffs police were looking for a stolen red Monte Carlo from the Lakewood Villa area. McGinn said officers of the Bluffs PD observed the vehicle traveling westbound on Veterans Memorial Highway as it entered Omaha. Deputy Hempel with the Pott County Sheriff's Office heard the broadcast and was prepared to pick up the chase as it was coming back into Iowa.
He came into Council Bluffs to assist to see if he could help locate it. He heard it gone into Omaha. He then stationed himself at Veterans Memorial Highway and 35th Street. He then heard that Omaha was in pursuit of the vehicle. They then were westbound on the Veterans Memorial Highway Bridge coming into Council Bluffs. Omaha discontinued, and Deputy Hempel observed the vehicle cross over into Council Bluffs, and he picked up the pursuit. The speeds reached 100 miles an hour, so he's headed eastbound on Veterans Memorial Highway. The suspect and Deputy Hempel observed a trooper westbound on Veterans Memorial Highway. The subject then tried to jump the median, which caused him to lose control of his car. He went airborne, flipped it, landed on his top, and went in the south ditch.
The suspect, 30-year-old Chadwick Rowland of Pacific Junction, was taken into custody and transported to Mercy Hospital to be checked for injuries. Rowland was treated at the hospital and then released to law enforcement. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail late Thursday morning on $70,000 bond, $20,000 of which was for warrants issued for his arrest out of Douglas County, Nebraska. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that there were no injuries reported following an accident that occurred Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Officials say a vehicle driven by Lori Bergduff of Shenandoah was traveling south in the parking lot near the Pizza Ranch restaurant when a legally parked car driven by Stephen Bartell of Castania backed out of the parking stall and was hit by Bergduff's vehicle. The damage amounted to $2,800. There were no citations issued. The trustee in the bankruptcy case of a Portsmouth grain company reports that as of Wednesday, March 20th, the U.S. Department of Agriculture had mailed out checks to producers who held warehouse receipts for stored grain at G&R Feed and Grain Incorporated. Deborah L. Peterson said the Iowa Department of Agriculture, meanwhile, continues to process claims for producers who sold grain to G&R for cash or who sold grain on an unsigned contract and were not paid. The first batch of claims has been processed, and the second batch is being processed at this time. But once the paperwork has been returned by the claimants and processed, the checks will be mailed out, or issued, that is, within 2 to 3 weeks. Peterson reports as well that the bankruptcy case is proceeding, and she says the deadline for filing claims in connection with the bankruptcy is May the 20th of this year. If you have a claim for a deferred price contract or other amount that is due you, you should take action to timely file a claim with a bankruptcy court. Peterson says she's accepting proposals for auction of the facility and all of its equipment, and once an auctioneer is chosen, the court's approval will be sought and an auction scheduled. Letters have been sent out to collect all accounts that are due G&R, and Peterson says as the trustee, she is still seeking recovery of the proceeds for the grain delivered in December. There will be a new man in charge of the Logan Magnolia Community School District effective July the 1st. The Omaha World-Herald reports that Thomas Ritter takes over as the superintendent from retiring superintendent Jim Hamrick. Ritter, who served as school administrator in Howells, Nebraska, will also become Loma's pre-kindergarten through fourth grade principal, in addition to handling his duties as superintendent. The Logan Magnolia School Board of Education approved Ritter's one-year contract during a meeting that was held last week. A new report on county-by-county health in Iowa shows Cass County is ranked 92nd out of the 99 counties in the state in overall health. The findings are in the 2013 County Health Ranking Study that was conducted by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute. The study compares the health of counties in every state across the nation, measured by overall health factors that influence health. Of Iowa's 99 counties, Sioux County ranked highest in overall health outcomes. Johnson County was ranked highest for all factors that influence health. In our immediate listening area, Shelby County ranked highest on the list in 23rd place, followed by Guthrie County in 34th, Adair County 49th, and then at the upper end of the rankings, or the lower end of the scale, if you will, Audubon County placed 72nd, Pottawatomie County 88th, Cass County, as mentioned, 92nd, Montgomery County ranked 94th, and Adams County was near the bottom of the list in 97th place. Now, more specifically, Cass County has a higher rate of mortality and premature deaths than the statewide average. We're also higher in the number of obese residents as compared to the statewide average, but lower in excessive drinking and sexually transmitted diseases. Conversely, Cass County was higher than the statewide average in the areas of teen births and motor vehicle fatalities. 12% of the residents in the county do not have medical insurance, which is slightly more than the statewide average, and there is a higher number of children living in poverty than across the state. The county health rankings were compiled taking into account a wide range of health factors, including healthy behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. For a link of the county-by-county breakdown of the factors and rankings, you can go to www.kjan.com. Look for this story under the news tab, and you'll find a link to that study. A 23-year-old driver received minor injuries when a steel pipe impaled her pickup truck's windshield in northwest Iowa. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said the accident occurred at around 6 a.m. Tuesday, about a mile north of Hull. Rebecca Jasmer of Hull says the 8-foot-long pipe just missed her. Jasmer said she'd been behind another pickup as she drove to work. She told deputies that the other pickup's tailgate was down, so it lost several pieces of its scrap metal load when it drifted right and swerved back left. Jasmer said she ducked to the left just as the pipe came through her windshield, grazing her cheek. She was treated at the Sioux Center Community Hospital, and deputies have been looking for the driver of that other pickup. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, authorities say all three Marines found dead at a Marine Corps base, Quantico in Virginia, were staff members of the base officers' candidate school. Authorities found the body of one Marine late last night in the barracks and the bodies of two other Marines later. The base commander said the Marines who shot and killed the Marine, that is, that shot and killed the other two Marines, then shot himself to death. Police in Brunswick, Georgia, are looking for two young boys who shot to death a one-year-old while his mother was pushing his stroller. Sherry West said that the two boys, who were no older than 15, walked up to her Thursday morning and demanded money. West said when she told them she didn't have any, one boy shot her in the leg and her baby in the head as she tried to cover the child. President Barack Obama has wrapped up his three-day visit to Israel. Today, Obama laid wreaths at the tombs of Theodor Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism, and former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated in 1995. He also traveled to Bethlehem to visit the Church of the Nativity. Later, Obama will head to Jordan, where he's expected to meet with King Abdullah. The Democratic-controlled Senate is bracing for a marathon session today as lawmakers get ready to take dozens of votes on the 2014 budget. The non-binding but politically symbolic measure would protect safety net programs for the poor and popular domestic priorities like education and health research. House Republicans adopted a far more austere plan on Thursday morning. News time is 8:10.
Your spouse is frustrated, and you're not sure what you've done to warrant the cold shoulder and snippy retorts. At work, it seems like everyone else has a handle on the new project and is forging ahead, but you're struggling because you didn't quite catch the details on what you're supposed to do. Or maybe you feel left out when everyone in your coffee group laughs at the same time, but you don't get it. Did you miss something? This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. I hear these stories as patients finally come to the realization that they're missing out. The unfortunate part of the story is that I said finally. For whatever reason, many people believe that their difficulty isn't that big of a deal, or it's because of the actions of others. They mumble, they don't look at me when they speak, or any of a number of other excuses. But what they don't realize is that it's their hearing that's the problem. The sooner they take action to correct it, the shorter the rehab process will be, and the sooner their frustrations will fade. It starts with a simple evaluation. Call ASI today, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Donna Lee Landsman, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. A funeral mass for Donna Landsman will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Garrett, age 100, of Stewart, died last Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Olwen Price, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. The funeral service for Olwen Price will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday at the Madison County Hospital in Winterset. Memorial services for Jim Burnett will be this evening at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Glenn Brown, age 92, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Glenn Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Ann Olberding, age 78, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Olberding will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Kenneth Johnson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Kenneth Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Pearl June Kenny, age 90, of Overland Park, Kansas, died Sunday. Memorial services for Pearl Kenny will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the DW Newcomer's Sons Johnson County Chapel in Overland Park. Gervais Nettie Bentz, age 83, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Gervais Bentz will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Wayne Wheatley, age 69, of Walnut, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Wayne Wheatley are planned for the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The date and time are pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.